You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Lee Hoang Lee. She's talking to me from Ho Chi Minh City in Saigon. Lee, how are you? Hello.
Hello. I'm fine, thank you, Brainerd.
Lee, tell me a little bit about what are you working on at the moment in Ho Chi Minh City, where your studio is? What are you making now? I want to talk about your art and your writing, but what are you working on at the moment?
Actually, I have been working in several parallel projects at the same time, but recently I'm more focused on the project I have been working for 3 years until now, about the tree and the issues of urbanization. Actually, the stories come from,
Yeah, tell me more about that. What is that project exactly, and how is it shown?
The project started in 2015 when I had the retreat in Plum Village. It's the Zen meditation center of Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh in French.
Thich Nhat Hanh, right. Thich Nhat Hanh, of course, is a very famous writer.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Famous writer and Buddhist and thinker,
Yes.
So it was his retreat. He led the retreat?
Yes. Actually, I were in the retreat to follow another project named Mindful Living and Mindful Dying. But in that project, I wanted to live as a real sangha who used whole days and nights follow a 3 month retreat in Plum Village, and I record and write notes. Do photography and filming everything there. But at that time, I heard that in Vietnam, the government started to chop down 5,000 old trees in the capital of Vietnam, in Hanoi, at that time.
5,000? So the government wanted to cut down 5,000, and these are very old trees.
And they had planned to chop them at once. So it's really terrible. And at the same time, when I did another project, I learned Hot meditation from the center. It's so wonderful. It can connect people to people.
You're saying it's a hugging meditation where you embrace each other.
Yes.
That's what they were doing at Thich Nhat Hanh's retreat. That's what you learned there.
Yes, it's a hugging meditation. Then
tell me how the hugging meditation works, because I love the idea of that. How does the hugging meditation work? Do you hold somebody for a long time, or are they short hugs? How does the hugging meditation work?
Actually, it's very simple, but it's very special in the way if you have to put all your energy and all your thought to the person in front of you. So there's a process of that. I can say it's like the five steps. So firstly, you stand in front of the beloved one, or your friend, or your family members, and you look at them in the beginning and look at them with all your feeling and all your thoughts. And you breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and breathe out at least 3 times, deeply, very deeply. Then we move forward to each other, and we close, we hug each other in a very slow movement, then it's not like you just come to each other and hug and you step back, but it's a very deep hug that at that time you can feel the own, your body cells will be connected to the cells of the other one. And that's a very special moment for everyone. So I apply
because it's kind of that kind of let me just ask you. So the hugging, when you're kind of become one in a sense, as you're saying, that sounds like like a meditation practice,
yes.
A kind of no ego state of mind, right?
Yeah, it's all about like the breath. The breath in and breath out has to be very, very deeply. Exhale and inhale very deeply. And the feet, the palm, the soil in your feet, you have to feel that. You should feel that the whole your feet will be connected into the Mother Earth. So everything you have to you have to be mindful in every step, in every breath, every movement you do, and you feel connected to everything around you, with slowly and very focused, and that's how it's totally different from when you hug someone in general. So it works a lot, and I can see people change. I can feel immediately different, and people cry because they feel so happy. Even though, you know, nowadays we always, when friends meet friends, you know, and we always come to each other and hug. But when you do the hugging meditation, the feeling is totally different, and the result is totally different. And it connects people in a very deep way, and you can understand each other without saying anything. And even you can heal all the suffering you had before. So I'm really fascinated with that process. And then I transformed the hugging meditation into the hugging tree. So at that time, I went to Facebook and I declare about, I apply Thich Nhat Hanh hugging meditation into the process of performance art to hug the tree. So I wrote down the 5 steps of hugging meditation for the tree, because I consider the tree as human.
So the tree, let me just introduce you. The tree as human. You're going to hug the tree and do the same process on the tree as the meditation, the hugging the tree. But also, this is because you heard that thousands of trees were about to be cut down by the government, right? That's where that comes in. And then you go on to Facebook and tell me what happens on Facebook.
Yeah, so people collaborate with me a lot, like back in Vietnam. And also I asked friends from all over the world, and my friends from America, from another country, they did just a very simple calling that you just find any tree next to you, but maybe you never really care about them because you have them for granted. They just there for you every day. And then just take a little, a minute to look at them as your beloved one, because the name I put is hugging the tree, hugging your loved one, and hugging yourself. If you, when you hug the tree, it means you hug yourself. So then it's very fascinating that people really follow my call. And back in Vietnam, they do that. Actually, as an artist, I have no way to tell the government to stop to cut down the tree. But at least I want to raise the voice that we should appreciate and we should thankful the tree who, like, for 200 and 300 years dedicated their lives for us. Then people come out in the street they do the, I'm not sure they can follow the real hugging meditation to the tree, because at that time, actually we have to practice. We have to have the instruction from the monk. I think that was, but then when they come back to Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, and 2 years ago, in 2016, the government, the city decided to chop down 300 very old trees right in the center of Saigon, at the most beautiful street in Saigon. They used to have four lines of old trees going along around 2 kilometers. So then at that time, because I was in Saigon at that time, so I organized, I create a real show of the performance art to say thank you to the tree before they will be chopped down. So I consider the whole tree as a museum or gallery or stage. I also go on Facebook and ask people to gather with me at 4:30 a.m. in the morning in the street. And we will pick, one person will pick one tree, we gradually to do the performance in silence to say thank you to the tree. So it happened at that time.
This was a protest, so that was creating a protest, really. Is that correct?
We didn't do any protest. Actually, if we did the protest, we will be they will take us to the police station immediately. And there's a lot of police at that time together at the same time with us when they heard that. But we had no banner. We didn't say anything. And we just do hugging meditation. At the time when I had the call on Facebook, I had no idea if people will really join me. And I thought that if there's no one, I will do it alone to hug like 200 trees. But we're very happy to see it's around 25 people. Some people I never know who they are, and some friends I haven't met for 20, 30 years. So they suddenly appear. And the police appear at the same time. And then they wanted to interrupt our performance. But I have no idea, but I think who already read my message and understand about hugging meditation, then we just share the same opinion in silence. So we didn't say anything. We just spread out and do our own performance. So can you imagine the whole street at night, very quiet, no vehicles, no traffic, and whole the truth that become a stage, a gallery, a museum, and four lines of the tree, each of us choose one tree, and we move forward from one end of the tree to another end in silence. So at that time, it turned out that the police become the audience. So they just...
So the police became the audience, right? The police was the audience.
Yes.
I think
the tree, because I consider the trees are human, actually. So I consider, in the beginning, I just thought that we did that for the tree, and the tree will be our audience. I don't need the people audience, because before, when I post my message on Facebook, many people say, why don't you do in daytime? Because there will be audience, people who can see us. But I didn't answer at that time. After our performance, I think people understand my message, because we did that for the tree. for the 3S audience and the 3S, the people we should say thank you and say goodbye, deeply before they will die, they will be chopped down. So, and also at 4:30 a.m. when the day, like from night to daytime, that moment is very, you know, serene, very peaceful, very quiet. And at that time, our spirit can be connected really, like, completely with the tree. So we finished the performance at 7:30 a.m. when the traffic become very, like, heavy. And the police follow us for 3 hours until we finished. And I saw that, we know that there's a van of the police, but in the beginning, maybe they talk, they will take four of us to the police van, and they will take us to the police station. But maybe I think they can see with us. They can be the very good audience to see how we say thank you to the tree. So the project started in 2016 until in the beginning of 2017. The government started to chop down on the tree. So at the time, I gathered a team of documentary, you know, to make a documentary film. So every day, I work with the workers. I mean, the workers who are sent to chop down the tree. So we filming on the process of how they chop the tree, but in the way of art documentary, because I'm an artist, I'm not a filmmaker. Then also with the same idea that I don't really need to be frame my activities in the museum or gallery, because I think the society, the street, that is the museum, that is the gallery, that is my studio. So the street again become my studio and my gallery. So I work. We work at night time and daytime at the same time. Like I
and you keep and these performances keep continuing. You continue to do these performances. Is that correct?
I didn't. I did the performance that I hugged the tree after they are chopped down. I hugged the.
So they did the chop roof. Them all down. You hug the roof.
Yeah, they should. Now, if you go to Google Map, you can have the very good comparison how the beautiful, most beautiful street in the Saigon some years ago. Because I think in Google Map they still have two versions of the image of the street. Now there's no tree; it's like a desert. And
oh my gosh!
2 years ago, it's green. It's gloomy. It's the most beautiful street in Saigon. I love that street, and all Saigonese love that street. But they chopped down to make a bridge to come across the river, you know, urbanization and money.
So you did the performance as well, and do you exhibit from that project? Are you also exhibiting any work from that project? What else is happening in terms of people seeing that project?
So this time I off my Facebook. I didn't because I know it's really difficult to do the documentary every day. I off my Facebook. I just do in quiet this time. But it's totally different from last 2 years when I do a hugging meditation to say thank you to the tree. I called out in public to chant with me. But this time, I do it in secret to make sure that I can follow home process without interruption. I decided not to use any good equipment because I don't want people look at us as a film,
right.
You know, maker team, you know. The idea is we just use phone, just use very small camera. So it's very harmful, you know, very normal. And we work with the workers, so the workers can can feel very normal, you know, feel friendly. So it's not about the quality in equipment. There's a quality of movement. And actually, we can see many, many wonderful and strange moments at that time that can tell me that, can tell us that the tree has a soul. It's a real living person. Yeah.
Right, a living being,
I feel that we are lucky because we decided to be beside the tree every moment, every day.
Right.
When they chop down its tree, so we can see very special moments that prove that the tree has a soul. It's a real living being. So I will try later on to describe it in my art documentary film. And this is performance art. This time I also do it in silence. Like I only do it spontaneously.
Right. I'm so glad you talked about this project. I think it's a very important one and beautiful. I want to ask you one more question before we go. I'm always curious what people read. What are you reading now?
I'm reading.
Is there any book you're reading that you want to mention? Could be anything.
Meeting Life of Krishnamurti.
Krishnamurti, sure.
Krishnamurti, you know him, right?
Yes, of course. Lee, I want to thank you for talking with me today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.